Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Anita Rosen is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. ReadyGo.com is her website. AgeOfTheCustomer.com is mine. That's the new book website. Also, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Please go there and check all that out. Anita, you can find out what Anita does there at ReadyGo.com and find her books and all the ways that she helps people just like you and me with their online strategies. You've got some apps there, right, Anita? And a lot of different resources and tools there, right?
Well, my business is e-learning.
That's right.
But that's what I meant. Conversation.
Right.
Go back to marketing.
Right. But so check out e-learning.com too, folks. I forgot about that one. So okay, we've been talking about web marketing. We talked about how it's not really that much different from the traditional marketing. You talked to us about some of the things you got to be able to do if you're going to, from a digital standpoint, you make an adjustment to web marketing. But what about the money? A lot of people are wondering, you know, I kind of have an idea about what a newspaper ad costs or a radio ad costs. What does a web ad cost me?
It depends. What's nice about it, what I really like about it is, and I'm just going to use Google AdWords as an example, because a lot of the other companies have all based it on how they've done it, because it's been very, very, very successful. 95% of Google's money comes from AdWords.
Right.
So they're really a big advertising company that then funds all this technology where they can place their ads.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Google looks at the world. So, but it's really simple. They've done a great job of making things simple. So you go on the site and you say what word. So if someone types in that word, what region you're in,
mm-hmm.
and your region can be town as your town, or it could be your county,
mm-hmm.
or it could be
your neighborhood,
county, or it could be a zip code.
I mean, you can get it down. You can get down really small.
You can get down really small. So you can say, or it could be the entire country, or it could be all the English-speaking world. Or it could be all the French-speaking world, so you can decide what you're going to do. You can have 7 counties in 7 different states,
mm-hmm.
depending on, you know, so you can decide specifically who's going to see it by where they are. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you can just, how you do it is you choose what words they're going to type in that will bring up your ad. So that's the big thing that you need to do that's different. In a Google type ad, is what words would you, if they typed into the search engine?
Right. What would a person that who does business with, who you want to do business with, what would they be likely to type in? So, if you're in a pizza parlor in the lower end of Manhattan, if you're in you're in Soho, you would
pizza
say
delivery.
Pizza delivery in Soho. So if I'm in Soho and I want a pizza, I would type in Soho pizza or something like that. You'd pop up. But give us some idea about.
So then Google will come back once you give the word.
All right.
Give what region it is. They'll come back and tell you how much that word costs, because some words can cost $50.
Well, they can. So, and this, the reason you want to go local, folks, and you've heard me, I've been pounding this local search thing home, getting optimized for local search for a long time. Folks, that same ad without local search might cost you $50 a click, but the local search might cost you a nickel a click.
Because Google charges how many people, how competitive that word is.
And you don't want somebody from Los Angeles clicking on your pizza link in Soho, New York, Manhattan. You don't want them clicking on LA. You only want people in Soho to click on it.
So once you've narrowed it down, then you decide what words, and Google will come back and tell you how high you're going to be up in the ad.
Yeah.
And what price you have to pay.
So do I need help with this? Could I do this all by myself? Could I literally buy a Google ad campaign all by myself, or do I need help with this? Should I hire a firm to help me with this?
You know, I come back, and it depends upon you. If this scares you, what I've just told you, you have to do. You can hire someone. What I highly recommend is don't hire them until you have a clear idea of
yeah.
what you want to accomplish.
Right, right.
Because if you
yes.
say to them, what do you want to accomplish?
they're going to charge you to ask you the questions you need to already ask yourself.
Right. Yeah. And more than that, they don't understand your business the
mm-hmm.
way you do. So you
That's
need
right.
to be in there having a clear idea of what you want.
So marketing can be done. Yeah. Folks, you can't delegate this part of it. You got to get involved. You got to be part of the solution. Hey, Anita, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
Okay.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Anita joins us. We always do. She'll be back another day, and I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.